With cancer now the leading cause of death by disease in children, it is critical for parents to know about alternative non-toxic approaches that are safe and won't damage their child's body during their formative years. Another thing parents must consider if they have a child battling cancer is that the chemotherapy given their child may be carcinogenic. This means that if their child is lucky enough to survive their current cancer, the chemo drugs used may cause a secondary, life-threatening cancer to develop in their child's body years later. Alternative non-toxic methods avoid this type of tragedy. So what is Protocell and how does it work? Protocell is an inexpensive, easy-to-take liquid formula that was developed by an American chemist named Jim Sheridan. Jim Sheridan spent about 50 years developing and perfecting this product, and Outsmart Your Cancer is the definitive source of published information on this approach. You can read all about its history and how it works in the book, but for just a brief explanation here, Protocell is based on the concept that all cancer cells are primarily anaerobic in their cell respiration, which is how they produce energy for themselves on the cellular level. This common characteristic of all cancer cells was proven first by Nobel Prize-winning scientist Otto Warburg, then confirmed over and over again by other scientists. Protocell very ingeniously targets this weakness in a way that eventually starves the cancer cells to death. This does not happen overnight, but over time, if used correctly, Protocell can make every cancer cell in a person's body become so weak that it will literally fall apart. Thus, Protocell is also a non-toxic approach that directly kills cancer. This powerful liquid formula was first tested by the National Cancer Institute about 30 years ago. Between 1978 and 1980, the NCI ran it through their system of animal testing. They tested it 3 different times. Each time, they totally ignored the instructions Jim Sheridan gave them as to how to administer it to the mice with cancer. Thus, by not using it correctly, they ensured its failure. Then, in 1990, Jim Sheridan got the NCI to test his formula once more, using in vitro testing on 8 different cancer cell lines. This time, the results were fantastic. You can read about these suppressive tactics in the book. Since the FDA would not approve Protocell as a cancer treatment, it has been classified and marketed as a dietary supplement. Coming up are some more amazing Protocell testimonials.